Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Joining us this hour, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Totally free. Freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls here. We go back to Jesse in New Hampshire. You called in because you found a Free Talk Live flyer. Now, the thing about Free Talk Live flyers is we have a handful that are on our website at promote.freetalklive.com, and those, I guess, are kind of official flyers, but I don't think that the one you're looking at is one of those because the copy doesn't ring a bell. You're saying that the flyer that you found describes me as a capitalistic anarchist? Is that accurate?
I think it's actually anarchistic capitalist, but, you know, I mean, unless you really want to get down to the morphology of it, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, anarchistic capitalist. And so you've called to ask, is that an accurate definition or an accurate description of me? And I would say, no, it's not, because I don't like the term anarchist. I think it's got too many negative connotations attached to it. The people that do like the term anarchist would, of course, defend it and, you know, say something like, well, that's not what it really means. It really means this. And I'm not too concerned with what it really means. I'm more concerned with the, you know, the impression that someone's going to get. So I prefer the term voluntarist. Which makes me say that that's probably not one of our flyers, because I doubt I would have allowed that particular terminology to go through as a description of me. And then you asked about capitalism. Am I a capitalist? And I don't know. I mean, how would you define capitalism?
I would define capitalism as the centralization of capital into the hands of a few people, or at least, yeah. I guess that'd be the most broad definition I could give it.
The definition from dictionary.com is an economic system in which investment in and ownership of the means of production, distribution, and exchange of wealth is made and maintained chiefly by private individuals or corporations, as contrasted to cooperatively or state-owned means of wealth. So there's no definition there about being only in a few hands. So, again, capitalism is one of those words that's got a lot of different definitions out there, which is another reason why I'd stay away from it. Do I use capital to get what I need to get done? Yes, but I prefer the term entrepreneur because I'm using my money to fund my efforts, and then the profits that I make, I'm reinvesting into my efforts. And on top of that, if I'm not reinvesting it into my efforts, I'm investing it into the liberty movement. So pretty much any extra money I have either goes back into the show or it goes into the movement for freedom.
Okay, and that's totally understandable. But if I could actually, I wanted to point something out. If you wouldn't mind, could you read back that definition again? Go it over a second time.
Sure. Here you go. It's an economic system. This is according to dictionary.com, Random House Dictionary. An economic system in which investment in and ownership of the means of production, distribution, and exchange of wealth is made and maintained chiefly by private individuals or corporations, as contrasted to cooperatively or state-owned means of wealth.
Okay. I was just going to point out that, like, really, I don't think my definition in any way conflicts with that, because I said the centralization of wealth into a few people's hands. And capitalism as we know it, in any sense, has always been the centralization of wealth into people's hands. I mean, you look at the past and you have the Norman conquest where they expropriated one-fifth of the arable land from the peasantry. And you look at the landing acts and were acts of parliament that stripped of their legitimate land in order to put them into the hands of aristocrats who would later take that capital, that land, and invest it further. And you really kind of see this going throughout history.
Well, the defenders of the term capitalism, and I'm not one of them because I do realize it has all the baggage attached to it, but I'm sure the defenders would say something to the effect of, well, you know, Jesse, that's in this current that's in history where the people who had the most capital were working hand in hand with the government people to ensure that they would be benefited unfairly in the marketplace. So is that really capitalism by its definition? Maybe it could be, but it's certainly not the type of capitalism I think that the person who wrote that flyer was thinking of, which, again, now we're, you know, getting into the issue that these words have different meanings to different people, which is the primary reason why I don't really want to associate myself with them.
Okay, right. I was just kidding. Like the flyer really wasn't the thing. I was kind of using the flyer as a catalyst to ask you about. Generally, I think, and I think a lot of your listeners would agree with this, because I do speak with a lot of them actually, I guess they usually call out, like, whenever they recommend your show on a specific message board that we're on, they call you, like, an anarcho-capitalist, and, you know, this is, like, the label that I think a lot of your listeners have for you, and I, and not to say that totally represents you in any way, I'm just saying that I think there's generally a common perception amongst your listeners that you would consider yourself an anarcho-capitalist. And
well, you know,
I
what I do about that, right? I can't do anything about that. I may have
term. In fact, if anything, it's only doing better for you, because you've just come out and said, no, I consider myself a voluntarist out now. So, I mean, if anything, You've just cleared up a misconception.
How about a voluntarist entrepreneur? Entrepreneurial voluntarist. I like that. That sounds very positive to me. maybe that was a flyer that was designed 2 years ago when I might have called myself an anarcho-capitalist, and it hasn't been updated since then. That's certainly a possibility, because when I was coming brand new into the voluntarist philosophy, the term anarcho-capitalist was being thrown around a lot, so I might have just, you know, I might have grabbed that for myself for a short period of time before I decided that wasn't such a good idea and have moved on. I mean, I at one point I called myself a libertarian, and before that I might have called myself a, you know, conservative when I was, before I even really knew what that even meant. So
I understand. Again, the flyer wasn't so much the issue. I mean, like, the flyer was just
the
flyer.
I'm just trying to clarify. That's all. Just, you know,
I totally understand that. But basically, the thing I wanted to get at was, the point was that a lot of people tend to associate capitalism with free markets. And I was just going to say that that's never the way it's been, and that's not the way it has to be. Free markets can exist absent capitalist organization.
I think that's a true statement. Absolutely.
Free markets will exist absent government coercion. They absolutely will.
The free market can include all kinds of methods of voluntary organization.
But I think that a lot of anarcho-capitalists probably use the term anarcho-capitalist in order to differentiate themselves from anarcho-syndicalists or anarcho-communists out there, which are two terms that really don't make any sense at all. We're not going to have government, but everybody's going to live in syndicates. Oh, no, they're not. They're going to do whatever the hell they want, because you don't have any government. We're not going to have governments, but everybody's going to own things communally. Oh, no, they're not. They're going to do whatever they want, because you don't have government. So, I think that's the reason that they use that terminology.
Okay.
Jesse, thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you, and we will talk to Gilbert in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gilbert.
Well, actually, this is not what I talked about, but just let me comment real quickly about capitalism. We've been talking about it as of late. I think capitalism is neither good nor bad. It depends on who is administering it, what government we have, and who has the power. If it's a democratic capitalism where it's really about hard work and competition and innovation, then that's great. And it's and especially if a good percentage of the population, whoever's willing to work and do provide a good services, can really make it up there. But when you have a capitalism that is like the one we have now, where there's a privileged few that if you sell out to certain powers that be, then you can stay up there and you can lobby and you can control the situation, to which people that are working harder and are more innovative than you won't be able to compete with you. And
That is the situation we have today, and that's what's being called capitalism. And it's one of the reasons why I would stay away from that term.
So that, you know, capitalism is neither good nor bad. It depends on how you use it, and I think it's kind of being used really bad right now. But
I think that there may be some people that can prove that a communal form of organization can work. I've yet to really see it, but that doesn't mean that I don't believe it could be possible, as far as there might be a really successful commune out there. It's not being sung from the rooftops, at least in my world, or that I've ever encountered, but that doesn't mean I've shut off the opportunity, or that I don't believe it's possible. Maybe some people really could get together and do some good work.
Well, I would call myself a 70% capitalist, because I have 4 small businesses, but I also am about a 30% socialist. But it's the right type of socialism. Socialism is the same thing. Neither good nor bad. It depends on who's doing it. The socialism we had in Russia was communistic and fascist.
What it depends on is if force is being used. And the term socialism inherently involves the state. So I can't agree with you there. If you're talking about sharing, that's another thing. But that's not socialism. I thank you for the call tonight. More on the way. You bring up anything, it is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Frontsight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Frontsight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Frontsight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. It's 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are free. We've got over 2,000 pages on the wiki. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of the website. So we were talking about somebody making their own flyer where they called me an anarchistic capitalistic
something
capitalist
like
or something. And I said, well, that's not how I would describe myself, but I can't stop people from, you know, they could call me whatever they wanted to call me. They could call me a commie if they wanted to on their flyers.
People call me a fascist on the show constantly. So, I mean, you know, like nobody ever calls in and asks, hey, Mark, what are you? And I honestly don't have a good label.
I thought your newest label is a peace Republican or something like that.
Man, like I don't have a good term because Republican means a lot to people. And I don't really believe in a republic. I just believe in...
Yeah, I don't know why you'd want to call yourself a Republican.
He did on his recent bio that I had him give to me for the Talk Show's USA website. He called himself a peace Republican. So,
maybe peacenik. I don't know.
Like a beatnik? But peacenik?
Oh, so what I was going to say is the wiki is a very user-controlled, kind of like how we basically give you the tools that you need to promote this show in the way that you think is best. You can do that at promote.freetalklive.com. You can download the show logo. You can put together your own flyers. You can use one of ours if you want, but you can put your own together. But you could go to the wiki, and you could change my page if you wanted to. There's a page there that's about me. There's one about you, Mark, and one about Julia. You could go and just change it completely if you wanted to. That's what the wiki's about. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Xander is, first.
Mark. Yeah, go to silver.freetalklive.com. We have several good deals there on silver and gold, and it will get you prepared for what could possibly still be a very, very bad economy. Both gold and silver look like they're moving up. Now might be the time to get some. That's silver.freetalklive.com.
Well, whether the economy is bad or not, it's not a bad idea to have gold and silver around. Let's go to Xander in Illinois. Xander, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark on the Amp Line. Hello,
hey,
Xander.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, no, I prefer the Manwich label for Mark. But anyway.
I'm just a Manwich.
That's right. Today being September 11th and all, you guys actually...
Oh, well, is it?
I'll get to that later. I think so, isn't it? I think so, yeah.
I wasn't sure how long we could get through the show without someone bringing that up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Okay. But anyway, I think it was a couple of weeks back. He had a show about like general tips for happiness, and I think it was like 10 tips or something.
Yeah.
And I think something was left out. I have a few depressed friends. I guess you consider they take the Prozac and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I find one thing that was left out of there is tend to worry way too much about things they can't affect or like they have no control over. What if situations, what if this happens or that happens? And they get the negative effects of worrying about what might happen in the future without it ever actually, like you get the negative effects even if it has to, yes or no. You know what I'm saying?
Well, worrying is generally going to have a negative effect on you, and I see where you're coming from. They're concerned about things that are completely out of their hands, and what the consequences might be. And I think there's a fine line between being concerned and prepared and being worried, just kind of always worried about what's going to happen. And I think that it's really detrimental to someone's mindset to be worrying. I think that if you find yourself in a worrying state, you should just forgive yourself for worrying and try to, you know, to shift yourself toward being in a more positive mindset. Because when you worry, you're not really doing anything productive. You're not really helping yourself. You're just kind of eating yourself up inside. That's kind of how I feel about worry.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention that the reason I brought up the whole September 11th thing is because everyone's saying like it's going to lead to the economic collapse, or especially these days, and it's fine if you want to buy gold and like, you know, be ready and all that stuff, and it's a good financial decision too. But I, to be quite honest, I kind of think the whole financial collapse, everything turns into Mad Max kind of thing, is kind of the next Y2K almost. That's how I kind of feel about that.
I hate when people say stuff about the economy and it's like in quotes. Because I feel like it's just a really popular thing to say right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool to talk about how bad the economy is and to blame things on the economy. And
sure.
That in itself probably has a direct effect on the crappiness of the economy because people are afraid to go out and spend money and things like that.
It's self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right. Like, the economy just gets crappier because everyone thinks the economy is so crappy and they get it in their heads and then they don't go out and spend money and they worry about it all the time. And I just...
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, I've cut down on my spending, and my life is better than it was previously.
I'm not saying that cutting down on spending is a good thing or a bad thing. It depends on you and your current spending habits and how much money you have coming in and that sort of thing, and how much money you want to put away. But I just think that it's blown out of proportion, and it's not. I mean, the economic situation has been bad and getting worse for a long time. This isn't something that, like, all
the
of a sudden, within
2000,
like 2008, oh my God, the economy's terrible.
Well, the effects haven't been felt. You're right that there have been problems with the printing of money and the Federal Reserve and all those other things. However, the people have been experiencing the good effects of creating money out of thin air up until near the end of 2008.
Well, I mean, the price of everything goes up and has been going up for a long time.
Sure, but there wasn't the unemployment. There wasn't the collapse of the banking industry. That had to be propped up by the federal government. And
don't you think she's saying something that's accurate though? If people believe the economy's bad and they talk about how the economy's bad, it's creating that self-fulfilling prophecy. While there may be some truth to what you're saying, I believe there is that. You know, obviously the economics policies of the federal government, the Federal Reserve, have consequences. Right. I mean, they printed all that money and they messed with the money supply and they did all the things they did and the bubble and the housing market. All of those are real. That's all true.
Sure.
But
consumer confidence is an extraordinarily important part of the particular economy that we have where fiat currency is printed. However, if we had a real economy that was backed by actual value, it wouldn't matter. I can say, oh, my God, gold isn't worth crap. And it wouldn't matter. OK, but, you know, now consumer confidence is important because we have an economy built on.
So you're saying
spectrum.
She's right, then. You're saying that
it's correct. I don't know if it's good.
What is not good?
Is it good to prop up this particular economy that we have that's built on specters?
That's a good question. Xander, your thoughts?
Oh, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. And it seems like fear-mongering is just more popular than ever today. I just kind of want to throw that out there.
So you're saying that you've got friends that are depressed and that you've noticed that they tend to worry about things they can't control. Could you just give me one example of what that is? I mean, what would one of them say to you?
Oh, just that, we're all going to have to be fighting each other over oil very soon and, you know, buy as many guns as you can, hide money under your bed, that kind of thing. And on a more personal level, you know, what if I don't get this job or that job, or what if my education doesn't pull through, that kind of stuff. And just, you know, you can't predict if that's going to happen or not.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can't predict. Don't know what
that was.
I don't know what that was. I'm confused. We're going to move on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. It's one of those voiceover IP things. Just muddled. It's Free Talk Live.
Artifact.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com. RxMagnets.com or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website. The features there are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, and I have a brand new Shriner to be adding to the website here hopefully tonight, so keep your eyes open for that, and you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo or video to prove they listen to the show. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows. For your iPod or MP3 player, you can listen to them on your computer if you want. You can try them out. Try one of them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. I did it myself. It is easy. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. I got the Terry Goodkind book that they were talking about. So
very good. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Corby in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Corby.
Hey, I just had a first off. It's Mark that says he does not pay income tax. Is that correct?
That is not so.
I do not pay income tax and have not for years. Mm-hmm.
That's Ian? Okay.
That's correct, sir.
Well, my question is this. This is kind of a little bit of a stock trick, but I'm going to go off on a tangent. But have you ever heard of the time travel principle, where if you travel back in time, you cannot touch yourself of that time, like two objects cannot exist in the same place?
Or else like a black hole will open up or something like that?
Is your theory that it's impossible for an IRS agent to be listening to this show? And I even did a domain search for, like, IRSAgentsForLiberty.com, and there's no such thing, which if you've ever tried to find a domain name, every name is taken. You know, usually it's like choppier17.com or something, you know. You get a domain name.
I'm pretty certain the federal government is you know, well aware of Free Talk Live. So is your question, am I concerned?
We had George Bush call in, so, I mean, I know the federal government.
No, I heard that call. That was great. The ice cream. Day. I want that.
I wish Barack Obama would call in, because you know he listens.
Oh, I mean, what are you getting at? Are you suggesting that
my question is this. If you ever did get caught, would it actually make the show so much publicity that's worth it if they ever came and, you know,
it would be one of the biggest publicity things that had ever happened to Free Talk Live if the feds actually came after me for something like that. I mean, that's not my purpose. That's not my intent. I certainly don't want that to happen. I'm not interested in having that happen, but, you know, kind of like, I liken it to Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. You know, you strike me down and I'll rise up 10 times more powerful or whatever. And I'm paraphrasing.
Right.
I'm not doing a very good job, but I mean, what that would draw all kinds of previously unfound publicity to this radio program, and the show is set up to where we have multiple hosts, so therefore if one of us, whether it's me or Sam,
and multiple setups
gets taken out, there are other options to continue performing the program. Obviously those aren't the most desirable paths to follow.
We're for liberty on this show.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And last thing on the thing about the list of the 10 things that put you in a more optimistic mood.
Yes,
I think
sir.
You left out one that I was always told by my mom, and it works for me, is if you clean the house, like, you know, just doing things like it gives you optimism for the future. If you clean the house or clean out the car, you know, little things like that give you hopefulness for the future, and that's supposed to always put you in an optimistic mood, and always works for me.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds
really good.
At the very least, something will be clean when you're done, and that's a nice
thing
to have.
At the worst, but. And then the very last thing, there's always the movie Annie. I know it's kind of corny, but my ex-girlfriend used to watch it. But if you're in a bad mood, you start listening to The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow
come
and all
tomorrow.
That. I mean, it might be pushing it through. Right, you know, I actually got it right here if you want to hear it. But
yeah. I would actually say that listening to any music would be beneficial as far as mood uplifting is concerned. Any music you like.
Music you like, yeah, absolutely. It brings you back to, you know, music has the wonderful ability to bring up feelings that you may not have felt in a long time. It can be very nostalgic for people, and I think for some folks that's very useful. Thanks for the call tonight,
okay.
Corby. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I do love that Annie, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow song.
You do love musicals.
Yeah, I love a good musical. It's hard to be straight and love musicals.
It goes back to, well, no one's ever proven that you're straight. So
how do you prove that?
It goes back, good point. It goes back to the conversation we were having earlier about worrying about things. The discussion about the federal government, you know, what they could do, what they might do, well, what if they're listening, what if this, what if that. It's like I've said before, they, whoever they are, whether it's the locals or the feds or the stateies, they could come kick in this door right now and raid the studio and arrest all of us on who knows whatever trumped up charges. You can live your life as by the book as you think you are, as you think is possible. You can live your life thinking that you are following all the laws, that you're being a law abiding person, and then you could still get snatched up for some.
We read
some
a story about somebody like that just about every single night here on Free Talk Live.
If they decide they want to target you for something, they'll come up with something. You know, whether if they really want you, they'll pull you over and plant some drugs in your car. I mean, they can get you for anything. So for me to be worried about, and I don't know if this is what he was suggesting, but for me to be worried about what they might possibly do would be a waste of my time. I'm focusing on building this show, and I'm focusing on building, hopefully, bringing people into the liberty movement, not just here in New Hampshire. That's obviously my primary goal, but bringing people into the message of liberty from around the country and around the world, because I think that's a worthwhile goal. And I focus on those things. And I focus on my life as far as making it as free as possible. And that does mean living free. And that means taking risks. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't taken risks. Risk equals reward in my book. I think that it's very important to take risks in life. Otherwise, what do you have? I mean, if you haven't really ever taken a significant risk, how can you really get anywhere? 800-259-9231.
Reward requires risk.
I mean, it's true. But that's scary for a lot of people, right? I mean, it's sure is a lot easier to go along and get along. I mean, then you're not taking any serious risks. But the long-term consequences of going along to get along are what we're seeing. You can see the consequences of going along to get along. Look around you. Look at the story we started the show with. Julia wasn't here for this part, but in the beginning of the show, Julia, Mark brought in a story about the UK where parents who've complained about the treatment their kids are getting at the hands of the government bureaucrats for the health care are being told to shut up or they're going to have their kids stolen from them. So, you know, you should shut up, parents. Go along to get along. Don't you dare speak out. Well, the fact is, if people had started speaking out earlier, if people had started refusing to go along with these government diktats and their nonsense earlier on, we never would have gotten to this point. But that would take risk. And that would mean, and those risks do mean that sometimes someone's going to end up in jail. Someone's going to end up behind bars. Wasn't it Thoreau, I think, who actually came from the Keene area or at one point lived in the Keene area?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Thoreau who was thrown into jail and then I think it was Emerson that came by? And this is an old story, right, back when you could actually walk up to people when they were in jail. And he said, well, Thoreau, what are you doing in jail? And
Henry, what are you doing in jail? And he said, well, Ralph, the question is, what are you doing outside of jail?
Right, because he was in there for an unjust cause.
Right, not paying his poll tax for paying to vote.
So my point there is that there's no point in worrying. We need to move forward, move ahead with this liberty movement. And the movement, in general, people within this movement need to start taking risks. And I'm not saying you need to take the biggest, most gigantic risks, that you need to put your head on the front lines or anything like that. Stick your head up higher than everyone else. But just say no. I was thinking about this earlier, the old 1980s Nancy Reagan Just Say No to Drugs campaign. You know, she popularized that. Remember that? Was that popular?
Oh, yeah.
Was that when you were in high school, Mark?
Yes.
Were they hitting that pretty hard? Just say no to drugs. Now, of course, it's silly nonsense because, well, most people have said yes to drugs. They're taking caffeine, alcohol on a regular basis. People say yes to drugs all the time.
I imagine Nancy Reagan said yes to drugs.
Yes.
Alcohol, definitely, caffeine, and probably some other stuff that we don't know about as well.
But I'd like to see.
They were out in California. It was a different time, you know. It was a different
blah,
place.
Blah, blah,
You know, we learn from our mistakes, and we don't want children making these same mistakes.
Right.
But the fact is, they're willing to throw these same children in jail if they do make these mistakes.
But
and
I bring
that's
that up.
The problem.
I bring that up because they're needs to be a new campaign. Just say no to government. Just try it. Just try saying no to government. Yeah, there might be some consequences. But if people start doing that on a more frequent basis, on a more consistent basis, they get together and they back one another up, as we're seeing happen here in New Hampshire, it can make a difference.
I like the say no to violence, because that's what government is to some extent, and all kinds of violence. Who can say that's bad?
Okay, that's fine too, but more on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that $3 in, we'll add it together with everybody else that's an amplifier, and then reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. So let's go into the email box here. This one from Ben. It says, I'm a teen living in the UK, so I'm emailing about a discussion you had about sex. Firstly, I'd like to thank you for such sensible discussion on such a controversial issue, specifically teenagers having sex. I'd like to make a point about they're just too young mentality that many of the older generation will presume that all teenagers who engage in sexual activity do it in a dangerous and thoughtless manner. He says this is obviously not the case. These cases are simply the ones that you hear the most about. There are those who will be doing these things carefully, but are keeping very quiet about it.
Not to mention that plenty of adults have sex in unsafe,
a dangerous manner.
Right, in dangerous fashion.
Like going out to a bar, getting wasted, taking somebody home, and not even remembering, you know, to put a condom on, that sort of thing.
It's happened.
I bet it happens every night in America.
And every night
bar.
In every state.
Yeah, in every bar.
Yeah.
There are those, he says, who will be doing it very quietly because of the taboos surrounding these things. About age of consent, he says, by the way, it's 16 here in the UK. The worst situation is to be over that barrier with your partner below it. Mm. According to the law, I am a criminal, guilty of a sex offense. I don't know whether they'd prosecute for just a few year age gap. I can tell you they would here in America.
No, they sure would here in America.
A few years? That's like a huge legal differentiation in America.
A few months, you might be able to talk your way out of it, but a few years, that's you're going to the big house.
He says, I don't know whether they prosecute just for a few year gap, but it's certainly not nice to know that the law is against your relationship. A relationship that I'd point out that it's not illegal to enter into. You can be in a relationship at age, let's just say he's, 17, because he said the age of consent there is 16. So let's say he's 17 and his girlfriend is 15. They've both consented to be in the relationship. That's okay. It's no problem. They can go to the movies, and they can go out to dinner, and they can go, you know, down for a walk somewhere to the beach. They can do all of these things. They can hold hands, at least for now. They can kiss. They can they grope? Is groping, is that legal? When does the sex law actually come in? Is it only intercourse? No, I think we know it's not only intercourse.
I think you could make a pretty good case for groping, honestly. I think that the prosecutor could make a case for groping.
As a violation of the law?
Sure. Try to imagine for a second. Take it to the extreme, which is how they're going to imagine this, mm-hmm. all right? So if you're talking about a 17-year-old boy and a 14- or 15-year-old girl dating, and the groping occurs, to them, it's the same as a 40-year-old man fondling a child, right? I mean, like a
legally,
a 4-year-old. Yeah. So, I mean, you can certainly imagine that if a 40-year-old man fondles, feels on a child in different places, in a prurient and sexual manner, mm-hmm. that guy's going to get some time, right?
You'd imagine.
So why can't the 17-year-old boy and the 14-year-old girlfriend? Why wouldn't it be that way?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't recall ever hearing a story that has gone that far. But we did just talk about one recently where a young lady was 17 and her boyfriend was I think 15 at the time, and she gave him a BJ, and she's on the sex offender list down in Georgia now. She's 29 years old.
How old was she when she gave the BJ?
17, I think, is what it was.
Man.
So she gave a BJ to her teenage boyfriend. And
he's younger than her.
Yeah. And mom and dad found out, went to the cops, and they...
I got to say, if you're a parent and you go to the cops because your kid's giving BJs, you're dumb.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
so
but that
sad.
Is not a good idea.
You would think they'd be able to work it out between themselves.
Right.
But people have this, let's go to the police. They'll help us solve this problem mentality.
I wonder if those parents feel like they got the help that they wanted.
Fine question. Unfortunately, they're not here to ask, but I would love to find that out. Let me continue with his email here. He says, I'd like to point out that Mark's slippery slope argument works in reverse as well. If it's okay to forcibly stop a consensual relationship between a 30-year-old and a 10-year-old, how about 25 and 13, 23 and 15, 17 and 13, months on the either side of the age of consent? My personal take on all this? He says, teenagers are going to have sex. This is Ben's take. Some earlier than others. And what's the big deal? If teen sex was more accepted, it would be safer. There would be less rebellion for the sake of rebellion and more people equipped to enjoy their relationships in a safe way. How are we going to get this change in mindset? Well, it's part of a bigger change. Age of consent laws and teen sex taboo are part of the idea that society or the government know better than you do. This issue has the same root as any law for your own good, with one difference. It's about the children, so it's a controversial issue. We must protect the children, they say. Well, I speak on behalf of teenagers everywhere when I say to those busybodies, teenagers aren't children. Your stupid laws aren't protecting us, but harming us, just as any prohibition does. We are self-owning human beings and can decide for ourselves, and would be in a better place to make these decisions if it weren't for your restrictions. How can you argue with somebody like that?
Well, I mean, I think I don't argue with most of what he has to say. However, I think that there are, when he's labeling the 10 and 40-year-old relationship there, I think that there's...
But what if you have a 10-year-old who is as self-actualized as this young man is? What if you have a 10-year-old who makes that same statement of, hey, I don't appreciate your laws, I can decide for myself, I'm mature enough to handle this, thank you, but butt out.
Do you think that there's a 10-year-old who could... quote those words, perhaps written down for them, but not actually be that self-actualized?
You mean like with a gun to their head or something?
No,
like
the 40-year-old gives them a piece of paper and says, here, take care of this and it'll protect me.
Yeah.
You don't want me getting in trouble, do you?
I'm sure that's a possibility.
Okay, so you have a problem there. You would agree that there is an age where kids cannot make a decision to have sex, right?
I would say that if you have the physical capabilities to have sex...
What's that mean?
I don't know what kind of words I can say in the air. Yeah, like if you can... get it up, basically. Why shouldn't you're telling me?
Little boys can get it up at any age.
I don't believe that.
Okay. I'm sorry to inform you that that is so.
To get it up.
Having been a little boy, I know that is so. And having a little boy, I know that is so.
Okay.
I mean, it could be wrong, but
when I'm changing Jack's diaper, I give him a little time with himself. You know,
an erection, though. You're telling me that Jack gets an erection.
Jack has,
babies touching themselves. I'm talking about an erection.
It's different than what you're talking about because a young boy has adhesions in their foreskin, assuming you haven't taken care of that, has adhesions in their foreskin that would prevent, like a full-fledged erection as one might be talking about. But I would go ahead and venture to say that, yes, a child of 1 year old can, male child of 1 year old can achieve an erection.
It's probably a fairly common story amongst our male listeners that have experienced this in the classroom, right, where they are growing up, they're in elementary school, and they're in class, and they get called up to the front of the class, and they're nervous about it because, you know, they've got they're sprung.
I think that's basically. More of a puberty issue. I mean,
that a puberty issue?
Yeah, that's where it's not as easy to control.
I mean, maybe I just don't understand because I'm not a guy, but I can tell you right now that the female equivalent to that, which I'm not sure, I mean, I don't know how to say that really clinically, but that did not happen to me as a child at all or until I was went through puberty. That was not possible.
Well, to get back to the issue of whether what you're saying is, Mark, there's an age at which you don't believe that young people can consent. And but the thing is, I don't know what that age is. I think it's different for each person.
I don't think we need this
government arbitrary rule. I think that each young person should be able to decide for themselves when the appropriate time is for themselves.
I don't know how they're able to do that. Okay, let's talk about 6-year-olds.
You come to conclusions.
Would you agree that 6-year-olds, none of them, can make the decision to have sex with a 40-year-old adult?
Probably can't physically happen. I mean, they don't have a physical.
Now it has to be actual intercourse to be sex.
If we're talking about intercourse, then it's probably not physically possible at that age. Not that I know. I haven't done real research into that. But it's probably not physically possible. They're probably going to damage somebody at that age if they attempt to have intercourse. But does that mean that they couldn't have some sort of sexual-ish kind of relationship? It's up to them. It's up to it's their choice. Is that what they want for is that what their family is doing? I don't know. It's not my life. It's not what I've done. But I can tell you, I had some encounters at age 10, and I was fully able to make those decisions. I fully was able, and I was making those decisions with another guy. Hour 3 is coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.